This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
836, Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. I was walking the dogs through Tillis Park recently. These two women were walking in front of me, and I could hear them talking. And one of them said, yeah, and so Jack Buck would visit him in the hospital. And so the movie is going to, and I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, I know who they're talking about.
So I text John O'Leary. I'm like, dude, they're talking about your movie. There's buzz. There's buzz over here in Tillis. John O'Leary, the motivational speaker, the inspiration, the author of On Fire and the upcoming movie, and a great friend of KMOX is with us. How you doing, John?
Tom and Debbie, good morning. And a great friend, not only of Cam Wex, but of the two leaders on the call today. Love you both.
Oh, man, love you. What's going on? I understand you are the new Red Kettle campaign chair for the Salvation Army.
Man, what an honor. I'm an introverted kid, barely got out of school, struggled a long time in my life. And this year, I get to ring the bell and service the chair and remind people the mighty work the Salvation Army does in St. Louis.
Well, what was that call like? Did they just call you up and say, hey, by the way?
Well, you know, Debbie, you mentioned it. Jack Buck made such a mighty difference in my life. And for him to show up, and this is a story about a little boy who got burned, and this man who owed me nothing comes by the night that I get burned, rings the bell, if you will, and tells this little boy that's supposed to die that he's going to live. And then he comes back the following day and the following day and the following day for 5.5 months and supports me in my life afterwards. So as I've grown as an adult and eventually into this role that I have now in St. Louis and beyond, I recognize the desire to give back. Those who have received much are called to give it back and to serve those around us. And Salvation Army has heard about this story. They wanted to share a little bit of that goodwill, a little bit of that love, a little bit of that generosity in our community.
You're going to be the keynote speaker at their VIP Christmas kickoff event November 23rd at the Hilton St. Louis at the ballpark. No stranger to getting up on stage and speaking to people. I know that is a big part of what you do. You must really enjoy that, getting in front of people.
You know, Tom, it's funny, man. I'm an introvert, so I don't enjoy it naturally. What I enjoy is the effect in people's lives as I'm speaking and then afterwards. So the opportunity that night is to remind people that they can make a mighty difference. And it's, you know, the VIP celebration indeed. But we invite everybody into this room because everybody with great resources and maybe seemingly smaller resources can make a difference in our community. Our tagline is doing the most good, doing the most good. And in order to truly do the most good in St. Louis and beyond, we need everybody to participate.
Well, and I have to say, helping people actually feels good. So if people are like, I don't know, you know what? It's a benefit. It's a win-win. You feel good. They feel good. It helps everybody. But also, I wanted to point out, as far as the Red Kettles go, John, I feel guilty some years because, you know, I used to always have cash on me, and around the holidays, I would always make sure when I was going into the stores or whenever I saw somebody ringing the bell that I would always put some cash or some change. And now I find myself not having cash, and then I feel really bad walking past a kettle. So people should be reminded that you can also donate online if you're like me, walking cashless past an actual kettle, right?
You can. So you can do it cashless. You can also be intentional. yeah, it so happens that your son and my friend, my son, are like best friends. And I think it's a pretty cool example that we can go to the ATM, we can go to the bank, we can draw cash out, and we can let them know that we're not taking this money out to buy a nicer meal, to buy fancier clothes. We're going to pour this money into an investment for our community. I'm going to share just a few stats that I think will blow you away. Last year in St. Louis, the Salvation Army helped sponsor 134,000 nights of shelter in our community, 131,000 meals and food pantries around our community, 5,600 children during the Christmas through the Angel Tree Toy Town. They make a mighty difference. But, Debbie, they do it dollar by dollar, investment after investment, bell ring after bell ring. So the little things that we do for our neighbors can have a profound effect in their lives and in the world.
John, I have to know, so it was about a year ago that you started shooting on fire, if I'm not mistaken, in Maplewood, also at St. Louis University. You have some great stars in there. William H. Macy is one of them. John Corbett is another. I know that you also have Joel Courtney in there. Where are we in terms of everything being edited and wrapped, and when can we see On Fire?
So, Tom, I might come back about next week, and we'll talk more about that. There's negotiations right now with the studio taking place on specific dates of launch. What I can whisper, and so you and your listeners will be the first to hear this, is we are whispering toward a release of October 2025. It is a major studio global release. It's going to touch lives not only around St. Louis, but around the world. And what's so cool about this story and really about this movie is St. Louis is the backdrop. So, you know, you mentioned Maplewood, you mentioned St. Louis University, Keener Plaza, MAC, Busch Stadium, all these landmarks that we drive by and have as part of our birthright, man, by being born into this community, will be now celebrated for not just being naturally beautiful as a backdrop, but the people who live here are beautiful. So frequently, I think we underestimate how awesome our community is. I think the Salvation Army recognizes how powerful it is, but the movie On Fire is going to do the same.
I think it's a testament to you and your enthusiasm for St. Louis, too, because certainly a major production could have been filmed anywhere and, you know, stood in as St. Louis, but You sold it.
Well, it's hard to hear that, Debbie. We raised almost $10 million to film here, and it could have been done other places, maybe more affordably. But that would have taken not only the backdrop away, but the heart of the story away. How cool to employ people who reside in our community, to work in our community, to celebrate our community. So, yeah, we flew old William H. Macy in to play Jack Buck, and we flew John Corbett in to play my dad and everybody else. But if the heartbeat of your story is your town, how can you film it anywhere other than your town?
He is the Red Kettle campaign chair for 2024, and I should add that the Salvation Army's Tree of Lights is being installed as we speak, a symbol of hope in the St. Louis area for 77 years running. John mentioned Keener Plaza. That's exactly where it's going to be, Thursday and Friday, today and tomorrow. They are getting ready, and they are raising money for the very important Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign, and their campaign chair is John O'Leary. John, we love you. Great having you on KMOX as always.
Hey, there's still room. If you don't have plans on the 23rd of November, come on down. Join me 3 to 6. You can learn more at stlsalvationarmy.org.
Terrific. Thank you, John.
Thank y'all.
Hey.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.